This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have some conversation, so we put our minds and mouths together and work on what this day is all about. Thursday, the day of the 8th of December, ofs in my vocabulary this morning. Let's see what sort of learned lessons we have in the last 24 hours since we've had a chance to go in depth into a number of items that are before us. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The whole business about the Dakota Access Pipeline Project, I have a new window on this that I'd like to share with you quickly. Doesn't take a lot of time. The most at this point in time, from obscurity to everybody knowing pretty much everything about the Dakota Access Pipeline and the people who didn't want it to be built. And the people who wanted it to be built, but they wanted it not to go where it was scheduled to go. And then there are those who said, the hell with wherever, whoever, however it gets in the way, let's get it done. The pipeline reduces the use of rail and truck transportation to move the oil from where it comes out of the ground in North Dakota over to Pawtucket, Illinois. It's a big area, 470,000 barrels of oil a day. And this helps us keep the gas prices down in the face of, the prices have been pretty steady this week, around $50 a gallon. Even though OPEC said we're going to cut production, the Russians said, nah, we're not going to cut production. The Americans say we're not cutting production. So it basically, if you notice the gas price around about 15 cents last week, what are you paying, Kara, for gasoline now in the Washington area? I guess it's about 325 or so. Mine's anywhere from 313 to 319. Where'd Kara go? Well, he's probably busy doing something. All right, anyway. The bottom line is that the Dakota Access Pipeline will help us all if we keep the stuff. One of the big questions is whether they keep this stuff here or whether we just sell it on the open market and it goes here, there, and everywhere. There's more of a move now, especially in the Midwest and the East Coast, to try to keep our oil here. Anyway, the point is that the Dakota Pipeline is going to be built with the interests and the local environment as a top priority. It wasn't the case. Now it is the case. Be interesting to see what gets done between now and when Trump comes into office. Now, my reason for focusing on this isn't the fact that everybody seems to have gotten together or the government says, stop, we're not going to allow you to build it where it is, change it. The Army Corps of Engineers, under orders from the White House, finally. Now, I have been saying finally, or I've been saying for, what, a couple of months now, that I thought there was no leadership being exercised by the White House because there wasn't any decision on what to do. It was Obama saying, well, let's see how this all plays out. Okay, it's played out. Well, to a point. The future remains unclear. But think about it this way. Think about perhaps Obama encouraging peaceful protesting as a way of expressing ourselves. Could it be, or is it in your mind, that Barack Obama thought that it would be good for the protest to continue until there was danger for people? As soon as the water got sprayed around and bullets, you know, those rubber bullets got used, got dangerous. But before that, it was a peaceful protest. And it did what it was aimed at doing, stopping the pipeline from being built in a place where it ought not to be built. Anybody with any common sense looks at this and says, nah, unless you don't care, unless you're a hard, cruel, dirty, no-good SOB, you think, they're right, shouldn't be built there. And you know, put aside all the other things about, well, the Army Corps of Engineers tried to negotiate with them and they didn't come to the table, and all that is okay, maybe true, maybe not true. Doesn't make any difference at this point. My point in examining the situation at this time suggests to me that one could render a thought with regard to how this thing has worked itself out. The thought may be that Obama and his people are encouraging peaceful protesting. We've had a lot of protesting, haven't we, since the election? Not much protesting other than this that I can think of. The Dakota Pipeline started quite a bit before. It started in the late summer. You didn't hear much about it until October. But it has been going on for months. And so here's the election. Lots of people the day after the election start protesting Donald Trump. Some of it peaceful, some of it not so peaceful. And then this thing comes into the public eye. And you see these people who are willing to risk a lot to just be there. And the crowd grew. The first couple of days, it was a couple of hundred people. And it was 400, and then it was 1,000, then it was 2,500, and then it was 4,500, and then it was 7,000, and then it was 7,500. There were a lot of people who were there. And they were all there for one mission, to get some common sense into the minds of people who apparently don't have much common sense, or they don't give a damn one way or the other. It wasn't good. I'm for the pipeline. Yep, I want pipelines wherever we need them to get oil to wherever it needs to go so that we can supply ourselves and not be dependent on anybody. But I'm not for doing something dumb like perhaps impacting the water supply of thousands of people for something that might be less expensive at the moment. But if something happens to corrupt the pipeline under the water, it's under the water, under the ground, then we're all kind of screwed because, you know as well as I do, we'd end up, the taxpayer, paying the bill. And also these people would be in danger. I don't think there's any reason for it. This was a reasonable settlement, and there were reasonable voices on both sides, and there were some unreasonable voices on both sides. Yeah, that's the way it is. Some people are reasonable and thoughtful and want to work things out, and other people are very, very unreasonable. So my thinking here is that Obama or somebody around said, let's encourage peaceful protesting without saying anything. Let this thing play itself out to see if the peaceful protests work. And maybe that's a lesson for those of you who want to protest Mr. Trump. First of all, if you've been listening to me, I'm consistently saying that you're wasting your time at the moment. What a foolish waste of time. You don't know what the guy's going to do. Okay, so he's appointed some cabinet members. And he said some things, including yesterday taking a shot at the union chief at the carrier. He doesn't stay away from anything. Took a shot at the union leader because the union leader said it didn't go far enough with the carrier air conditioning deal. Yeah, this is what I... There, we can find things, and I think we will, as much as I think we ought to not, or he ought not to have his phone and keep doing the tweeting. Apparently, he is going to do that. And so if he does, he does. But the people who are protesting, I thought it was interesting. Chuck Jones is the guy who's the union president at the carrier plant. He said he's the president of the United Steelworkers, has done a terrible job, according to Trump, representing workers. And so he went back. Trump suggested that Mr. Jones ought to spend more time working, less time talking. Dialogue is good, and there may be people who appreciate what he said, maybe people who are angry at what he said, and maybe you want to protest. Do it peacefully. That's the American way. I'm I'm sort of taking a long time and making reference to three or four different things that all have one thing in common, and that's protesting. We are protestors. We are people who have things on our mind and we don't agree, so we protest. I've encouraged that. I want you to protest. I want the system shaken to the ground, to the core, to the very bowels of what our country is all about. Shake it up, baby. And protesting peacefully is the way to do it. Lots of people, thousands, millions in the streets when there's something to protest. I would be protesting the Electoral College if it were me, having the time to go out and get into a picket line. I might protest some of the things going on at some of the companies around the country. I might come up with four or five different things to protest peacefully. Make your point. And that is, in my mind, what Obama may have been encouraging by waiting. Yeah, think it, agree with it or not. It's okay. All right. So now let's move into our voice, the voice news quiz. The lady who's in question here, whose voice we will hear in a few minutes, is from Connecticut. She and her husband have started and run one of the most profitable enterprises in the country, if not the world, in this particular sector. So she was appointed yesterday to a big job by Donald Trump. We'll give you her voice, but if you want to start thinking about it and dialing us, 18 after the hour.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Matt and Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's, select styles, offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples associate for details.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour now on the DJV Experience with our continuing airplay of the holiday tunes that are most successfully listed on the Billboard magazine chart of popular Christmas tunes. This is number 39 on that list of 50 by Amy Grant. It's the most wonderful time of the year for version or cover. Go ahead, let's sing along. We can all sing.
Things
that
everyone can hear.
Right. I'm trying to. Amy Grant sort of has a. I didn't think her voice was this big. Grant's a separate thing, Carolyn.
This is actually not a good representation of her voice. I think it's much better than this.
Most wonderful time.
At all. It's like so Pollyanna. I mean, not that you can make Christmas music with like horror grit, but it's just.
I was trying to make it better.
And it's sad because I like this song and I like Amy Grant.
Not together. All right, let's see how Haley Steinfeld would do. We don't have a version of her singing that, but we do have some music where she's become a singer as well as the Academy Award nominated actress. She's going to host and perform at the annual Billboard Women in Music Awards, honoring the standout female stars, executives, 2016 people who worked in the music business. So Haley Steinfeld will join Madonna, Woman of the Year, and Shania Twain is going to be the icon honoree. The event will be held on Friday in New York, and then the program will air on the 12th next Monday on Lifetime. So this is kind of a neat thing. She's proven to be someone you wouldn't have expected her to be under the circumstances, given that she started out as the actress in True Grit, the update of that.
She was only 14, I think, when she did the movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I think her crossover kind of came because she was in the last Pitch Perfect. So she was in the movie, but she was singing in it. And now
she's only 19,
by the way. So. She's only 19 now.
Right.
Her
and you're
song,
right, Jen. She's
she's in the squad. She's in Taylor Swift's squad, so maybe she got some encouragement there, yeah.
Is this Starving that we're listening to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 on the top 40 airplane. Good deck. Airplane charts this week. She's also going to be in a new movie with Woody Harrelson and Kira Sedgwick. Actually, it's been around for a while. Age of 17. Anybody see that?
No, but it looks really good. I saw an ad for it last night. And I think maybe it opened in limited release in November, but it's coming out this weekend, maybe?
Right, this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, nice. All right, so other honorees and performers of the Women in Music event will be, let's see here, Alisa Cara, I don't know her.
Alessia Cara was a YouTube star from Canada, and she opened for Coldplay on this last tour. And for a little girl who kind of came out of nowhere, she had unbelievable stage presence in these stadiums filled with people. I was so impressed by her.
Really?
She was really great, yeah.
Meghan Trainor, also one of the honorees. Maren Morris, who I'm learning more about every day here, and Kesha will be awarded. We think these are all well-deserved. What do we know about, we talk about Kesha.
I think they gave it Kesha because she hasn't, not because it's her fault, but she hasn't really had anything big lately. I mean, I feel like this is more of a symbolic thing for her. Show of support. Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole Dr. Luke sexual lawsuit thing.
She's got the raw deal. Not through any fault of her own, other than speaking up after being literally diddled with. So
that's how a lot of people feel. I mean, and Sony's been blocking her music, or he specifically's been blocking it.
28 past the hour.
Yes, dreams of getting into farming really do come true. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Even though he went to a seminary for his post-high school education, Philip Jensen held on to his dream of someday becoming a farmer. He realized that dream in 2010 when he moved his family to the Century Farm run by his in-laws near Ida Grove, Iowa. There he raises about 5 acres of chemical-free produce crops and a few hogs of a heritage breed called Red Wattles. Jensen realizes that he was given an opportunity, and he is grateful for it.
Growing up, I always kind of dreamed about farming in some way. I mean, my dad wasn't a farmer. I just didn't have a kind of a foothold. I didn't have any place to farm, really. And so I just feel really fortunate to be able to do some things that I love. And I definitely think that there's a growing space for folks like me who are willing to kind of differentiate in different ways. It doesn't have to be organic, but there's different ways, whether it's a niche hog or specialty vegetable products or something like that.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you.
34 after the hour now on the Thursday get-together with Doug, Kara, and your thoughts. The news quiz now features voices of important newsmakers. So the focus is on a lady today who was appointed yesterday as a potential candidate. Here's the system. We can say this person has been nominated. That's the way to look at it, because it isn't that they will be. They have to go through the process of being confirmed by the Senate. Are most of them going to be A-OK? Because there's going to be a honeymoon period. It depends on which president and how they get along with Congress. The honeymoon for Obama was kind of short. Seems to me the one for Bush was kind of short, too. Sometimes it lasts for a month, a couple of months, 3 months, 100 days, 150 days. So they get what they want. And mostly what's going to happen here is that Trump's going to get what he wants at first, and then he's going to be changing things. I will predict right now, and I've said this before in the air 3 or 4 times, he's going to run the country as closely as he can to the way he runs his business until maybe he has a dosage of reality that the politics doesn't enter into his business because he's the king. But with the country, it's, you know, a lot of advice and consent. But I'm going to bet that all these people that are being nominated will get confirmed. And then after that, he'll give them, I think some of them probably won't have too much time to straighten out the messes. And if they don't do the job, he'll fire them and put somebody else in there. I think that's how he operates. And I think that's what's going to happen here. That's my gut. I don't have any insight into his mind other than what we all read and hear. But my insight, understanding how he runs his business, leads me to believe that the people that are being nominated, he thinks will do a good job. I think in most cases, I think he's throwing some bones to some of his supporters. And I think those people will get pushed out as soon as they prove that they can't work. Or maybe they'll surprise people and do a good job. Who knows? Give them a chance. It's like what are you protesting? Don't protest anything until there's something to protest. He hasn't done anything yet, except a lot of talking. Nobody's gotten hurt. Well, some people have gotten hurt because they've carried the message too far. And that's not only sad, but it's actually, it's kind of it hits a raw spot with us. Well, because we have President Trump now, the new sheriff in town, we cannot like blacks and we cannot like Muslims and we cannot like Jews and we cannot like this person or that person for whatever the reason. Now, this is these private groups that are taking license because Trump was elected. And I think other than the fact that they're a bunch of ignoramuses, they really don't speak for him under any. He's very capable, as you can tell, of speaking for himself. And yesterday he spoke about this woman. Very interesting that you can imagine these people know one another. There's a club. There are lots of clubs that represent different things. There are money clubs. There are political clubs. There are business clubs. There are, there are religious clubs, ethnic clubs. There's clubs all over the place. And so the New York Times loves to take their shots. Trump's cabinet value so far, their worth is $14 billion. What second do they? There's this whole business of the rich and poor, and you got to hate the rich because you're not rich.
And, that doesn't actually bother me, the money thing, because it's not like this is different than pretty much any other political cycle. I mean, all politicians who become president have tons of money.
Yeah, right.
So they just happen to get their money in a different way.
Yeah, anyway. Okay. So let's hear from this lady. You got a couple of cuts of this lady's voice, Kara?
Mm-hmm. I never said to you that I was coming to Raw tonight to fire Stone Cold Steve Austin. What I said was that I was coming to Raw tonight to address a problem in the general manager's office. And I don't like it when you put words in my mouth like that.
888-302-3684. She ran for the Senate in Connecticut, I think 4, 5, 6 years ago, as a Republican and lost, but not by much. All right, another clip.
Government does not create jobs. It's very simple how you create jobs. An entrepreneur takes a risk. He or she believes that he creates a goods or service that is sold for more than it costs to make it. And if an entrepreneur thinks he can do that, he creates a job.
And they have created a lot of jobs, a lot of controversy. She is the brains of the outfit. No question about that. There's no looking at her husband and looking at her and listening to her. And you don't figure that she is really the brains, and the daughter's now in it too. So who is that lady? 888-302 Doug. Yeah, one more piece, Kara, or is that audio?
Women's Leadership Live. It's to train women to be successful, ever how they determine success. If they've left the job market and are coming back, if they're starting a company, if they're in mid-level management and aspire to go to the C-suite, it's our goal to help them to do that.
All right. A pretty simple, straightforward, who is that lady news quiz? You get a swell prize. If you're the one who gets on the air and you haven't won before, give other people the chance. As Kara answers the phone, we'll spend a moment talking about the sadness surrounding this Pakistani paint. Say it again, Doug. Plane crash, a couple of important, what is it they say, three in a short period of time. There seem to be three crashes. There have been two in this last week. A Pakistani airliner with 48 people on board crashed last night. Pilot made a mayday call saying he lost control of one of the engines. The chairman said that they were confident the plane would land, but that obviously isn't what happened. And so they all were killed. There was that crash Last week, I think 78 people were killed in that. Here's the sort of news wrap on the story.
A Pakistan International Airlines plane with over 40 people on board crashed in a mountainous area of the country Wednesday. According to the airline, the plane lost contact with the control tower during a domestic flight from the town Chitral in the north to the capital city Islamabad. Officials confirmed the pilot sent a mayday call just before communication was cut off. Military reports say more than a dozen bodies have been recovered from the wreckage. A government official at the scene says it's unlikely anyone on board survived. Authorities are trying to determine what caused the crash.
All right, so that's pretty simple and straightforward. There are situations when you consider, though, how many planes around the world are flying. At any one point, there are 5,000 planes in the air around the world. And in our country, there are a minimum during the day of 1,400 to 1,500 planes. And you consider them in the air at one time, at the same time, going crisscrossing the country. Oftentimes, if you fly as much as I do, you see other planes. When you look out the window and you see this other plane over, 10, 20 miles away from you, but you can still see it. And it's zooming in one direction and you're zooming in another. It's going to zoom under the plane. Air traffic control does a great job, really. When you think about how problematic it would be to have all these planes in the sky at the same time. And then you think about, 14, 15, 1600 planes in the air at the same time. What does that represent? Well, all the major airlines, that is American, United, Delta, and Southwest, each have between 650 and 800 planes that they own. And so at any one point in time, 50% of those planes are going to be in the air. It may be more. That I'm remembering that 1,400, 1,500 to be a number that I came across 3-4 years ago. It may be higher than that now. Well, but just to think about what that involves.
Yeah, and my father works at BWI, the airport right outside of Baltimore, and right. So there's a viewing area there, just a park where you can go and sit and watch all of the planes come in. And at certain times of day, around like 5 p.m. and then sometimes in the morning, you can sit there and there's a plane coming every, 30 seconds. And yeah. I would say like 75% of them are Southwest. But yeah,
yes, Southwest,
when you think all of them coming in and the fact that air traffic is able to control them when they're coming in like that and get all the runways clear. Yeah. But all of those planes were in the air together, yeah. A few minutes before they land. So it is insane how many come and go.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had we put up, I think, on our Facebook page, there was a picture capturing the number of planes, and I forgot why we were talking about it.
Oh, I think wasn't it over Denver where that plane was, for some reason, it was just circling
Yeah, and it showed hundreds of planes west of the Rockies, mostly funneling. I thought it was very interesting to see the number of planes funneling into LAX, funneling into San Francisco, funneling into Seattle, and then the airports in between. Yeah, it's fascinating to see how the system works. All right, speaking of systems, we have a system here that requires, when you hear a voice, if you want to win a prize, you call 888-302-3684. Such is the case with Kent, listening to KUGN in Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Kent.
Hi there.
How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
That's good. So we are talking about what woman? Whose voice did we just play?
Linda McMahon.
Linda McMahon. What do you think of her being appointed to the cabinet?
Oh, she'd be okay.
Yeah? What do you think of the whole business of the news media trying to focus in on the amount of money instead of the qualifications of the people that Trump is nominating for these various posts?
Oh, that's their decision. I don't know.
Yeah. McMahon will be in charge of the small business sector, which I think is pretty appropriate. All right, Kent, how are things with you? Doing well?
Yeah, it's kind of cold over here, though.
I know. Well, that cold is heading from the west to the east, so we're all going to have it over the course of the weekend, the next 4 or 5 days. Hold on a second. Kara's going to get your information, and we'll send you a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. And perhaps maybe when you get your copy, you want to buy some copies for other people. It's a good Christmas stocking stuffer if you want people to be optimistic and feel good about themselves in the future. 45 past the hour. In a moment, the overfishing problem in the world.
Cheers. How can you two just relax in your robes right now.
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list.
And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 69 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in the Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Gentlemen, make a lasting impression this holiday season with JCPenney. Come early to beat the rush. Doors open this Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m. You'll only have to make one stop to get everything she wants. With up to 70% off select gold jewelry starting at $79.99 and an extra 20% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Get the perfect gifts on her list. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Store hours may vary as prohibited by law. Coupon required. Valid 12/7 to 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
If you don't want the world to run out of seafood, you might want to listen to this.
While American fishermen have gotten much better at sustainably fishing, what they do or don't do to their catches might be part of the problem. Experts told Quartz that, ironically, consumers can often get fresher fish flown in from around the world because those fishermen use techniques that keep their catches fresher longer. If current worldwide overfishing trends continue, WWF says all fish stocks used for food will collapse by the year 2048.
85% of the world's fisheries are unsustainable. The way fishing is being done now, you remember when this all started, when it was declared that meat was bad for you, a lot of people stopped eating meat and started eating fish. And the fishing went on and on and on, and now the fish are not reproducing themselves fast enough to replenish the stocks. And what we're getting is a lot of crap and crud in the name of good fish. Now, that's an interesting word to the wise. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour. This is the appropriate time, although there are many times it would be appropriate to talk to my pal Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. He's going to spend some time with us now talking about pets and the holidays, and then we're going to have him, those of you who are sort of listening, note, if you're listening in the next hour, Tim Link, who's the animal communicator, is going to be here to visit with Warren and me and Victoria and Jennifer. And so if you haven't heard him before, you might want to make a note in your head. If you can't listen to it live, go to the archives. Around the holidays, listeners are always asking Warren, who deserves my hard-earned dollars, that is, charities? And Warren would tell you, I would tell you, a donation to Hugs and Kisses, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, very appropriate. Your money is going straight to the animals. There is absolutely no support staff other than volunteers. So all of your money that goes to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund goes to these pets. There are. I'll have Warren tell you what happens with your money that goes to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund right after these words.
Tonight, from NBC, the network that ushered in live musicals, comes the next big thing.
We're live in 3, 2, 1.
Hairspray Live, performed completely live with an incredible all-star cast. Harvey Fierstein,
Jennifer Hudson,
Ariana Grande,
Martin Short,
Gary Carr,
Kristen Chenoweth,
Duff Cameron,
Sean Hayes,
Billy Eichner, and introducing Maddie Baglio. Don't miss the family event of the holiday season. Hairspray Live, tonight on NBC.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
All right, 56 after the hour. Yes, I've introduced you to Warren Eckstein, a best friend for your dog, your cat. And those of you who like to support it isn't just what Warren stands for. It's what I stand for. People that I know and love are very interested in helping animals in all sorts of ways. So if people give a donation, Warren, to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, where does the money go?
You know, it depends on circumstances. For example, we just sent a bunch of money to the people that had the floods down south. So if there's a fire, if there's floods. You know, it's interesting because Hugs and Kisses was set up by me in honor of my first wife, Faye, who passed away in 1990. And basically, here's our motto, and it's so different than everyone else's. Doug, my goal is to be the poorest humane society in the country. and the reason for that is we keep no money in the bank. As soon as the money comes in and there are dogs or cats that need it, it goes immediately out. And what we do is we donate to the small mom-and-pop organizations you may never heard of. You know, one rescues horses, one rescues pigs, one rescues dogs.
Like the lady whose event I went to in your honor in June in L.A., that sort of thing?
That's exactly the type of thing we do. We give to the small mom-and-pop organizations that don't have PR people and the people to raise money. They're focused on saving the animals. We help those people out.
Yeah. All right, so send a donation to Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. Now, on your website, the petshow.com, or also hugsandkisses.com, I'm going to bet that the address in Arizona is there for people to send the money, yes?
Exactly.
All right, so Warren's website, you can go to warrenextine.com, petshow.com, or hugsandkisses.com to give to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, something I am happy to recommend because I know what Warren is telling you is the truth.
Hey, Doug, speaking about kisses, you ready for this? The new survey just got it hot off the press this morning. The majority of survey respondents would rather smooch their dog, 61%, than their significant other, 39%, if caught under the mistletoe.
Yeah. Really?
I don't make this stuff up.
Yeah. Wow. So, in other words, instead of me kissing the person I want to kiss, I'd rather, I kiss Millie.
You kiss Millie
all the time. Millie kisses me all the time.
Yeah, but come on, you know where you'd rather stick that mouth of yours.
Yes, I do. But that's me.
Oh, and here's the last 76% of pet owners believe their dog made it on Santa Claus's nice list, while 24% think the dog is on the naughty list. Just stuff that how they ask the dogs, I don't know. I'm just a reporter.
How would one determine whether your dog has been naughty or nice? Its relationship with other dogs, with people, or the poops in the house?
Well, I guess, you know, if the dog's been a pain in the butt, you know, he's not housebroken, he's chewing, he's jumping, he's barking, he's digging holes, that might be on the naughty side. To me, that's a dog, but to some people, that's the naughty side.
The naughty side. Being naughty or nice. All right, so do you get presents for your dogs for Christmas?
Absolutely. There's more under the tree for them than there is for me or Denise. Absolutely.
As it should be. We ought to do a survey on that on Twitter, Victoria. Ask if people give presents to their dogs for Christmas.
You bet.
All right. Warren, stand by.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.